Happy Sunday. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news from the Radio Cayman newsroom. Coral Isle Group has retained its top-tier rating from AM Best, which affirmed an A or excellent financial strength rating and stable outlook for its regional insurance subsidiaries. AM Best said the group's strongest level capitalization and disciplined operation continue to underpin its performance. CEO Naz Farrow stated the recognition reinforces the group's focus on financial strength and dependable service. In other local news, the Cayman Islands Civil Service is highlighting the contributions of Fisher Porter, lead technician in the Department of Facilities Management, who's completed 41 years of service. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
Fisher Porter began his career in 1984 as a carpenter apprentice with Public Works, motivated by the opportunity to gain stable employment and develop practical skills. Over the years, Porter has advanced into a role that supports the maintenance and reliability of government buildings and infrastructure. His work contributes to the smooth functioning of essential public services, including healthcare, financial services, and administrative operations. Porter has participated in numerous training programs that have strengthened his technical abilities and supported his professional growth. He has said that these opportunities helped shape his career and reflect the civil service's commitment to continuous learning. He has also said that stability has been a key benefit of working within the civil service, allowing him to build experience and contribute consistently over time. Porter has encouraged young Caymanians considering public service to work hard, remain open to learning, and take advantage of training opportunities. As he approaches retirement, Porter plans to spend more time with his family and on his farm. His long service reflects the dedication of civil servants who help sustain government operations and support the wider community. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. Telecommunicators Week is shining a spotlight on 911 professionals who answer emergency calls across the Cayman Islands. The Honorable Nicholas DeCosta, Minister for District Administration and Home Affairs, joined Radio Cayman's For the Record with members of the Department of Public Safety Communication to explain how these unseen first responders save lives every day. Radio Cayman April Cummings reports.
Telecommunicators Week is being marked with a special focus on the men and women behind Cayman's 911 calls, the first point of contact when disaster strikes. The minister responsible for district administration and home affairs, the Honorable Nicholas DeCosta, says telecommunicators play a vital role in every emergency, even though most people never even think about who's answering their call.
We are celebrating Telecommunicators Week, and celebrating all of the work that our telecommunicators do behind the phones, behind the desks at DPSC. You know, it's some of the most critical work, the important work, the very first responders, but quite often unseen. We hear the voices, we know that they're always there to answer, but we never see the faces or truly understand the magnitude and gravity of everything that they do.
Acting Director of the Department of Public Safety Communications, Sean Vasquez, says telecommunicators handle intense calls while also operating multiple technology platforms.
It is really and truly about the telecommunicator, the 911, and these guys do such an amazing job in terms of how they act as the bridge for the community, leading to our first responders. People don't realize that they really are like the first point of impact and contact when you're calling them on your worst day. So they take the brunt of that hit in terms of the anxiousness, the anxiety, you know, the fear, everything that's taking over a caller at the time.
He notes staff manage 6 to 7 screens at a time, taking calls, entering information, and dispatching responders in real time, while also supporting programs such as CCTV, electronic monitoring, and public safety radio. Telecommunicator Monique Dennis-Hunter explains that 911 staff aren't police, fire, or ambulance crews, but they are highly trained professionals who provide critical guidance until crews arrive.
We are your first contact when you are having an emergency. We are who you get on the phone when you call 911. We are 911 telecommunicators. We receive your emergency calls and dispatch emergency units, such as the police, the fire units, and the ambulance teams. And we provide life-saving instructions, such as CPR, even eminent childbirth instructions to callers over the phone until emergency response units arrive at your location to help you.
Mrs. Hunter says telecommunicators receive regular recertification in CPR and public safety, and they use guide cards from the Association of Public Safety Communication Office, APCO, to deliver standardized step-by-step instructions for medical and fire emergencies. She adds one of the most important things callers can do is to clearly explain where an emergency is taking place, especially when it comes to apartment complexes.
We would need to know that the apartment complex is at number 1, Butterbunny Road, the name of the apartment complex, the building number, and also the apartment number. So the address will sound something like this. 1 Butterbunny Road, Rose Apartments, Building 7, Apartment 2. In this way, emergency response teams will know exactly where you are and get help to you as quickly as possible.
Orville Mattis is a telecommunicator as well, and he says when emotions run high, 911 staff keep callers focused while they organize the response in the background.
We have the opportunity to provide reassurance, comfort, be the voice of command in a chaotic situation when the emotions are heightened, and just allowing the person on the other line to know that we are here to assist them in any way that we possibly can, and help will be sent to assist you with what it is that you require.
The Department of Public Safety and Communications is using Telecommunicators Week to raise awareness of how 911 works, encourage residents to know their house numbers and landmarks, and to build confidence in Cayman's emergency communication system. Officials also urge callers, when safe, to send someone outside to meet first responders and guide them to the exact location. Because in an emergency, time matters. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. Have a great rest of your Sunday.